Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Richie. Maybe on Walker. Pugh!
That'll do it! That will do it! Pugh for Bournemouth! The roof of the Gold Sands is raised! Everyone here knows what that could mean to this football club.
Hello and welcome to episode 153 of Back of the Net, the AFC Bournemouth podcast. My name's Sam Davis, so we've got a double header for you today. The most recent match was against Reading at Dean Court. 1-1. Tom Ince equalising relatively late on. It was a match where I felt as though Bournemouth controlled the game for the first half and really could have put it to bed. But alas, the second half belonged all to the away side. We'll talk about that later on in the show. But on Saturday, AFC Bournemouth scored two goals either side of a half-time, which saw Back of the Net grace the hallowed turf in an attempt to rattle the crossbar. I was terrible. Tom was better. Jeff went close. Tiggs was all right, but I was absolutely awful. But during the 90 minutes, it was Rooney's Rams that were rattled, with Solanke and Lowe proving clinical at the end of each 45. The atmosphere was improved as well. And as a result, the performance, it boasted verve and vigour. So after the game, we got the reaction from delighted Cherries fans after that 2-0 victory over the Rams.
Here we are outside the Vitality Dean Court today, and hey, happy smiles for everybody.
Yes. Oh, it's fantastic. Yes.
I got two happy smiles right here, and we've had two goals today. Gentlemen, what did you make of that game?
It's just what we needed. You know, we had two not great performances, and you know, it's just great to get back to winning ways, and we've just got that momentum now. So I tell you what, it's a good luck charm. Every time we seem to come here, we just seem to just score goals, which is, I think we need to move to Bournemouth now, you know what I mean? We're going to leave London and we're going to move here, so.
I'll tell you what stood out for me today was the partnership seems to have rekindled itself between Zamora. What do I call it? Anthony and his little mate.
Anthony and his little mate, that's what he calls it.
Yeah, but they seem to, their Bluetooth seem to have reconnected.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
And they was getting back to how they were at the beginning of the season. Samura was outstanding, I think.
I even think that midfield three, that Cantwell, Lewis Cook and Jefferson Lerma.
He seems to, while he's been off, he seems to have been brushing up on his close control skills, because he was putting a few little back heels here and there and what have you.
The midfield was just solid, you know what I mean?
Cook. They say he wasn't the player he was since he had his injury, but I'll tell you what, he's come back and he's come back with a bang.
Fantastic.
We heard the chant, didn't we? Lewis Cook plays for England. Never know.
You never know. Don't write us off, it was well
worth the
We had a stress to get here, being at Heathrow at 9 a.m. to get on the coach, but we're going to go home happy. It was well worth it. We need to come back here.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
So, gentlemen, I mean, there were a lot of chats about Parker Ball and the type of football we were playing, but that was
different.
That was chalk and cheese. I mean, I prefer cheese. What do you think?
I love my cheese. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That was better.
I did like it. We went for them. And we rattled them. We laid off them a bit in the second half, which had me a bit worried because we was only 1-0 up.
Yeah.
And that's never very good. But as I say, first half, they was really rattled. And hats off to the Derby fans who sung their hearts out all the way through.
Fair play to them.
Fair play to them. They were brilliant. So
I personally hope they do stay up.
I hope they do. But
That's lovely, gentlemen. That's lovely. And thank you ever so much for coming on. Enjoy the journey home.
Thank you.
Okay,
be safe. Well done. Hello there. You okay? Hi. What's your name?
Reese.
Hiya, Reese. How are you? You all right?
Yeah.
Good. What did you think of that game today?
I think we did really well.
I think we did really well too. What was your favourite part of the game?
Dom's goal.
The goals?
Yeah.
Yeah, which goal was your favourite?
Dom's.
Yeah, Dom's goal. Brilliant. Yeah, I do agree with you. It was a very exciting game, wasn't it? Did you come every week?
Every now and again.
Every now and again. Is that the best you've seen us
Normally
play?
Normally on a Saturday I come.
Yeah, me too. Is that the best you've seen us play this season?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I agree with you. And who was your man of the match today?
I'm going to say it's between Nat Phillips or Jack Stacey.
Oh, Jack Stacey did come in and play quite well, didn't he?
Yeah.
Good. If you had to push, who'd you go with, Nat Phillips or Jack Stacey?
Jack Stacey.
I think I agree with you. I think he played very, very well. Thank you so much for coming on. Thank you. Hey, Noah, you all right? You're doing stretches there.
Yeah.
Yeah, what did you think of the game today?
Great.
I'm going to come down a bit because it's easier for us to see you. Great.
Yeah.
Great. Out of 10, what are you going to give it?
10.
10 out of 10. Love it. Excellent. And what was your favourite part of the game?
Lowe's goal.
Lowe's got 4 goals now in 5 games. Do you think he should have started or can you understand why
he should have started?
Yeah, you like a goal scorer, don't you? You're just like your dad. You love goals.
Yeah.
You love goals. Is there anything else you liked about the game today?
No.
No, just the goals. More of that, please, Mr. Parker. Is that what she'd say?
Yeah. At football club, I scored 2 goals.
You scored 2 goals.
And I won 3-0, thanks to my teammate's opener.
Fantastic.
It was a scrappy goal. It went past the line, then the goalie saved it.
And what position do you usually play? What position do you like to play?
Any position apart from goalie.
Right, okay. Did you hear that, Scott Parker, if you need him? He's ready to come on any position at all. Anything you want. Thank you so much, Noah. Shall we have a quick chat with your dad?
Yeah.
Okay.
I won't take up much time. Just great to see a game of football.
Yeah.
Just a game of football. You know, both sides really wanted to play.
Yeah.
And I'm happy for that. I see that every week.
It was quite good that Derby came out and they obviously wanted to get a goal and they gave us a bit of space to be able to do what we can do.
Yes. Yeah, they did. Exactly that. Yeah, we had space to break them down and... It wasn't like playing against one of the lower sides, you know, because Derby should be mid-table, really, if you take away the points deduction.
Yeah.
So, they played really well, I thought, Derby. Both teams played really well, and it was just a good football match to watch. So,
enjoyed it. Thanks a lot.
Oh, thank you. Paul, thank you. Oh, I'll see you later.
Yeah, we'll see you soon.
See you soon.
Hello.
Hello again. How are you?
I'm good.
Now, that was a little bit different, wasn't it?
It was. Brilliant, really. Good to see us, like, getting back into it and... on the score sheet again, and we soaked them up for quite a while, but we got our balance up front and then put some balls through and got them in the goal. So
I felt a little bit bad for Leif Davis because I thought he started the game quite well and then he got injured, but
yeah.
I wondered if maybe Zamora being on the bench there, probably itching to get on, that showed an improved performance for him perhaps.
I mean he played well when he was on. Yeah, who came on again, sorry?
Zamora.
Yeah. When Zamora came on, he played well. He got a few balls through and it helped us a lot, really.
Yeah, it did help us a lot. Who was your favourite player today? Who stood out for you and you thought, wow, that was great?
Steve Cook was good again.
Lewis Cook.
Lewis Cook, later,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, no, right.
Cook was good again. Dembele was good. I think.
Who'd you give your man of the match to, do you think?
Probably Steve Cook again.
Lewis, yeah.
Lewis, sorry.
That's all right. I do that sometimes as well. It's because we've had 2 of them for so long. I used to do it with the Fletchers all those years ago. Fantastic. Thank you ever so much for coming on.
That's okay.
That's brilliant. Good to see you. Thank you. Scott, you want to come on?
Yeah.
Okay, Scott, tell me, in some words, what you thought of that game.
It was a great game. We scored 2 goals.
Yep. Great game, scored two goals. Did you have someone who stood out for you today and you thought they played really well?
They are playing really well.
What, the whole team?
Yeah, the whole team.
The whole team. Was that a better game than the last game you saw?
It was a better game than the last one.
Fantastic, Scott. Thank you for coming on.
Yep. Good. See you on Tuesday night.
See you then. Thank you.
Hello, guys.
Aaron, how are you?
Oh, very good, thank you.
Good.
Not wearing your football boots, boys? I've got them all on video, by the way. I'll sell them for a fiver. Yeah,
yeah, I'm not too bothered about mine. how are you? Are you okay?
I'm very well. You know what? Even 1-0, I said, even if they'd have equalised, gutted up as we would have been, I said, I've seen a performance today. I've actually seen a performance. I enjoyed myself. There was hunger about it. You know, we can put it down to Lerma coming back. You know what? I'm going to say something a little bit controversial because I'm a big fan of Phil Beale, but midfield three was so much more energy without him, you know.
Yeah.
Lewis Cook was outstanding for the third game in a row, so he's obviously not going to go anywhere. Jeff adds exactly what Jeff adds, and Todd was really great. So it's difficult to dislodge those three. I'm not sure how Phil's going to get back in.
If I had a pie chart now, it'd be sort of into thirds, and it'd have an equal amount of kind of bite, control, and kind of flair with those three, doesn't it? It just feels like they all bring their own things into this
exactly.
perfect kind of recipe.
I think it's a great mix. But you know what? I called it before. I said Derby going to come and play, which they did. And any team that comes and plays, gives us a bit of space, we invariably win the game. And that's why I'm not too concerned about some of the fixtures coming up, because I generally think we play better against these better teams who come and play and give us a bit more space, which Peterborough didn't and Derby did.
Yeah, that's a really good point, actually. Interesting, a few strange changes in the lineup at the beginning of the game. Obviously, we've already talked about Lerma coming back for you know, Billing being suspended, but also Leaf getting on the pitch. Felt bad for him that he got injured so early.
I was calling for Leaf to play, I'll be honest, because I think Jay-Z's been a bit poor recently, so it really was a real shame. But when Jay-Z came on, maybe that was a kick up the backside he needed, because I thought after the first few minutes, second half he was outstanding, Jay-Z. And if we can get back to him and that Anthony combination, because I thought Jaden Anthony was brilliant as well, then we're back in business. So yeah, I did feel sorry for Leaf. I felt sorry for Ben Pearson as well, coming on right at the end. You know, these players are obviously all part of the squad. It's hard, but yeah, it was, everything went right today, and the results went our way, which is great.
They did indeed. Yeah, Anthony played really, really well. People before the game wondering why Lowe doesn't get a game. Then Lowe comes on the pitch, scored 4 goals in 5 games now. Yeah, that must be quite an interesting thing for Parker to kind of think about.
Well, you know, again, when he came on, he doesn't seem to do a huge amount in a game, but he scores goals. And was that 5 or 6 now? I can't remember. But it's going to be invaluable come the end of the season. So he seems to be in the right place at the right time. So you can't knock him. So, yeah, and he's contributing really well.
Fantastic. And Parker was given a potential nomination for Manager of the Month. After that performance, he's definitely gone up in my estimation.
Oh, 100%. I think there was a bit of a connection there today. The fans were great today. We didn't go goal down, which helped. But even at half-time, and it was, just before half-time, it was still 0-0 and the fans were still behind them. First goal is always massive for us. I always say every game is massive. But that big relief in that second one in. But I did feel a bit more of a connection today. There was a Scott Parker song came out. I haven't heard that for a bit. So hopefully we've turned the corner and we can destroy Reading on Tuesday.
Thank you so much, mate. Lovely to see you.
Thanks, guys.
All the best.
Max and Ben.
Max and Ben.
Yeah, Max.
As well. Hi. Hey, how you doing, gents? You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good after that.
So, summarise. What did you think?
A lot better. Mm. I think we played a lot more positively, and you know the end result showed that.
Yeah, nice. I don't want to be greedy, but I've got to ask you this question: is there more to come? I mean, could we even take it up a further gear than we did today?
Yeah, I reckon we could, because we played really well in like the first half, but then in the second half, Derby got a bit of momentum towards our goal, and then Travis pulled off 2 great saves, and I was expecting him to go in, but where he's been on form, I'll take that. But then we got our momentum back, and then we just tapped it in the load, then we scored, and I was happy with that. The funny thing was, when I was leaving the game, I had the Derby fans give me all the fingers and that, because I was leaving. I'm like, all right, that's all right, but you can go home 2-0 down.
Yeah. Maybe they were just showing you those fingers to tell them that they're 2-0 down. Maybe that's what they were just trying to tell you.
We'll take that, yeah.
Travis goes under the radar a little bit. You just mentioned him there. But he did a fantastic job again to keep us in that game, didn't he? Keep it, you know, is it ahead?
Yeah, he's been amazing all season, you know. And I've seen Liss saying that he's like 10th best goalie in the league, but I think he's easily top 3, because I can't actually remember any like mistakes he's made for us. And he's just been so consistent, and you know he has pulled off some really good saves this season. And today he pulled off a couple of good saves as well.
And today, in terms of your best player, man of the match, I mean, a lot of people have talked about the midfield three. Would it be one of those, do you think?
Yeah, I thought Christie did really well. I don't know who assisted Solanke's goal, so my eyes were shut because I was too busy celebrating the goal. But yeah, I'll be happy with that. Clean sheet at home against Derby, which we should be getting because they're bottom of the league. But the thing is with us is, I'm not writing Bournemouth off as much, but when it's the bottom teams, they will want to come here and fight and get something, because where they're bottom of the league, they will want to stay for promotion. When we play teams like Fulham and we go... do like, you know, we scored that 6 second goal,
yeah.
We went over the top and scored that, because teams like us and that might think we're safe because we're at the top of the league, but when it's bottom teams, they'll come here and they will fight and fight for points. I can't lie, but Travers was really good today, and I think we deserve the 2-0 win.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anything else you want to say, Ben, before you go?
I just think the whole team's really good, and second is ours. We're going up.
You heard it here.
And that's what it gets you. Get your result.
Exactly. Lovely. Thank you so much. Thank you.
See you
soon.
Get him. Get him.
Relief, mate.
I can't believe we did that.
Much better. That's not talking about the half-time crossbar challenge. But no, much better today, mate.
Yeah.
More urgency, I felt.
Yeah.
A lot more urgency. Interestingly, we spoke in the week about it, and I looked at the stats. We had less possession today.
That's interesting, isn't
it? And yeah, we're a lot of talk to people about his control and stuff. But sometimes I think when the game's a little bit more open, they try to play.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more frantic. We've got better players than most teams, and we showed that today. I thought, credit to Derby, they try and play, don't they? Alsop, I thought, was quite good at it, and they were trying to play at the back, and we were catching them every time. When you play team, that's why I'm not afraid of the fixtures, because I think when teams try and play against us, I think we catch them.
Yeah.
But yeah, as the things have been, you know. Probably a little bit harsh, but they've been falling apart a little bit. So you get the glue back, don't you?
Yeah,
the glue back, and the glue is Jefferson Lerma. chuffed to see him back. I thought him and Lewis Cook were brilliant, and they just allowed Campbell to go. And then when Christie came inside, he was brilliant. He obviously got the man of the match, which I get. I actually would have given it to Jane Nantley. I thought Jane Nantley,
yeah.
A lot of people probably wouldn't have started him today, and I thought he was brilliant. Shame for Leaf having to come off, but I thought Samura was brilliant when he came on as well. Nat Phillips was a rock. So Dom Solanke, as usual, just working his socks off. But everything just come together today. And as I say, I just felt we were on the front foot for the majority. I know at 1-0 you're always a bit nervy, but Travis made a few saves, but I thought we looked good. We looked more likely to get the next goal. I said to Sam on the vlog, there's going to be one more in this. We just got to make sure we get it. And, and Jamal Lowe, I've just heard that apparently he's got the best shot-to-goal ratio in the league now. That's why you bring him on.
He's waiting for the perfect goal, isn't he?
He is. He knows where the goal is, that boy, yeah. Doesn't he? He's just he's sniffing around. You know, Dom done everything. Keane makes it safe, but he's there.
Yeah.
And that's what Jamal Lowe gives you. So, credit to Scott for bringing him on earlier today. And everyone was a lot better today, mate. So you've got to give credit for that. And if we go and beat Reading on Tuesday, we suddenly look at Peterborough and go, yeah. 7 points out of 3.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the results went our way, as usual. Say it every week. But Sheffield, who are the ones we're worried about, got battered. So Blackburn, I think, lost. So yeah, I'm just so happy to see everyone in good spirits.
Yeah.
The crowd were pumping at the end. Players come over. It was really nice because we've been speaking about that a lot lately, the last few games. So it was really nice to feel like it's just a nice place to be again, mate.
Definitely. Nervousness was lifted from the players. Nervousness was lifted from the fans as well. Everyone felt a little bit more comfortable.
I do think, though, that at 1-0, we've had games where it's been a bit like, oh, we're all a bit nervy. But today at 1-0, we're pressing them. We're getting on them. So everyone's going, come on, we're going to grind you through this. And what we've said all the time, isn't it? It's that balance between the fans got to get behind you, but you've got to show us on the pitch. Mm. And today, we didn't sit off them. We didn't go really deep and let them have all the ball. We pressed them high up, and they didn't have a moment to breathe at the back. No. For Christie, Solanke in particular, and Anthony, them three, were like the old days at the start, where they just didn't have a moment. And they had to keep changing things to try and mix it up. So, yeah, no, credit to everyone today, mate. So I'm really pleased. And, it's nice to be happy, isn't it?
It's nice to be happy.
And we spoke about Sam's attempt at the crossbar. Are we going to do that later?
Later.
I look forward to that second.
Later.
Look.
Will that be in the vlog?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll talk about Sam's crossbar.
Oh, Jeff's coming. Jeff's coming.
Is that Jeff your crossbar effort?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk us through that, Sam?
No.
Okay. Sam doesn't want to talk about the crossbar effort. You will see the crossbar effort in the next video.
Sorry, kids. Go.
There we go. Oh, yeah. Right, gents. Okay, gonna zip round because we've got a few people waiting. So let's go with man of the match. Who do you think?
Phillips.
Why?
Because he was really good at the back.
He was really good at the back. Your man of the match?
Christie.
Why?
Because he was playing amazing.
He was playing amazing. And your man of the match?
Phillips again. Because he made a bunch of good blocks. That would have created a massive pain for our defence if he hadn't been there a lot of times.
I think you're right. And I think Phillips and Kelly looked good together again today, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. Excellent. Thank you so much, boys. Well done. Hello there, you okay?
Right, you okay?
Yeah, good. And what did you think of that?
Better than Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yeah, I thought we played pretty well, pressed well.
Yeah.
A bit unlucky about Leaf coming off. I think Zamora just keeps letting the ball away sometimes, but yeah, a lot better.
Yeah.
Jamal Lowe came on, which was good, and scored again, so yeah, it was good.
Yeah, fantastic. We're really making use of the squad a little bit more now, aren't we? And players really seem to be able to come in and fit in. Quite often when players come in, they don't. Jefferson Lerma came back today. He's been suspended. Yeah. Every time he comes back, to me, it feels like a new signing. He just seems to light up the pitch.
Really good. And I just don't think he's been playing well the last couple of games.
Okay.
I think he's trying to do too much. Trying to do the nice pass, and it just doesn't come off. And when he came off and Jamal Lowe came on, I think that was a difference. Christie took his role.
Yeah.
And Lerma coming back was just great for us. And look, again, Lewis Cook, fabulous. He was doing bits for us. So
if we had all of our players fit,
yep,
and you had to pick your three to go in the midfield there, because we generally play a little three, don't we?
Yeah.
Who do you think would be your three? You could pick anyone that we've had this season play around there.
Cook, Lerma, Marcondes, I like him. He's not just getting a game, and I feel sorry for him.
I don't even know. Was he on the bench today? I don't
he
know if
was.
He was on the bench. He was on the bench today.
Yeah. I like Marcondes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Cantwell does do well. Maybe he needs to go out on the wing. I don't know. I'm not too sure. But
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
Anthony played well again today, so...
Yeah, one of his better games, I thought he did really well. Kind of back to the Anthony that we started to see growing earlier on in the season.
And he's had so much width on the pitch, and we just don't always play that pass, and it's we just need to play that quicker pass to him. And Phillips played a couple of passes out today. I thought he played well, and Kelly was solid at the back. And a lot better defensive.
Oh, fantastic.
Well,
thank you for coming on. That's much right. Appreciate it. What's your name? Sorry.
James.
Lovely. Anyway, thank you, James. We much appreciate it. Thank you ever so much. Just at that point, I just also say thank you to another Mark, not this Mark, a different Mark, come on in, Mark, who bought me a coffee. So thank you, Mark. But to another Mark now.
Oh, yeah.
How you doing?
Yeah, good, thank you. Yeah, much better than Tuesday night. Much better reaction.
Just a little bit, sorry.
Even though, we didn't create sort of loads in the first half. No, Anthony had a shot from sort of like distance. It was just better. We tried to go forward at least. And again, even in that second half, got the ball, tried to go forward, tried to create chances, didn't we? And Jamal Lowe just being in the right place at the right time again, just to sort of finish it off, so which was good. So move on to Reading, and hopefully another 3 points, and teams to keep dropping points, aren't they? So it's ours for the taking, really.
Yeah, completely. What kind of game do you think we're going to see against Reading? You know, we think about the game that was on last Tuesday, which we don't really want to talk about too much, and we think about the game that was away to Preston, but then we think about today. I mean, what kind of performance do you think we might get against Reading?
Yeah, I don't know what to expect from sort of Reading, because I thought Derby might have been a bit better than what they were today.
Right, okay.
I mean, Peterborough weren't sort of great. I thought Derby might have been a bit better, but I don't know if they were really too much better than Peterborough, really. So Reading, I mean, they conceded 4 today. I think it's probably more just about us, really. If we have that good start, put them under pressure, like we did sort of like Birmingham, and a bit sort of like today, put teams under pressure early and hopefully get like an early goal. And I think it's more about us than maybe like the other team, sort of like, really. We could just attack for that sort of like first minute, create chances, and hopefully we can get an early goal and just get that confidence, really.
Who today really lifted your spirits and you know, gave you a bit of hope? Because, you know, obviously we talked about the previous fixtures. They've not the performances have not been incredible to look at. They've not been terrible results wise, but they've not been great. Who today really stood out for you and made you think, oh, wait a minute, you know, this is going to be a good day?
I think Jaden Anthony was good. I think he did really well for the Solanke goal. He sort of like beat a couple and then sort of played it across, and Solanke was there to finish it. I think like Christie was good trying to get on the ball, count well. But I think somebody who also sort of played really well was Nat Phillips.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Again, somebody who's just is a bit more sort of like, you think maybe coming from Liverpool, played in the Prem and the Champions League, might be a bit better on the ball. But I think today he was just there just to head it, kick it, win challenges. And I think he just looked a bit more solid today, Nat Phillips, there at the back. I mean, maybe a couple of times he's like maybe not been that great in the last couple of games, but I think today Hackney today looked really solid at the back, and even though he was sort of like one and maybe picking out a defender, I thought he was good as well. But yeah, maybe Jaden Anthony, just, I think, probably sort of man of the match.
Good. Everything's looking sunshiny and rosy all of a sudden, isn't it?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Yeah. Do you think we're going to make it up?
I think it's us to lose, and all these teams keep dropping points. We've got games in hand, and just keep going, really, and hopefully yes, it's us to lose, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
Now,
brilliant. Thanks for coming on, Mark. Really appreciate it. It's good to see you.
Cheers.
Hey, Duncan, how you doing, buddy?
I'm all right.
Good to see you.
Really, really quick. First home game for me since December 2018.
Wow.
Yeah, prior to that was Rochdale in 2009 when we won 4-0. So
wow, you got a good record.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah. Magnificent to just be down here for the day.
Yeah, we're used to seeing your face on the road a lot.
Away games, yeah, because obviously I live in West Yorkshire, but great to be down here. Do you know what? Good atmosphere today. After Tuesday night, everybody really depressed, and I think 7-8 wins and we're going up.
7-8 wins were going up. I like that. Yeah. I like that. I can probably count down from that. I'll try and work it out in my head now while I'm just talking to you. So, in terms of performances, you've seen quite a few this season when you were on the road. How did that compare to what you've been getting used to seeing?
Well, every single away game this season, I think, has been pretty turgid, to be honest. And I was chatting to a couple of lads last night in a hotel in Winchester. We've not seen a decent performance on the road. Today, after Tuesday, I thought that was really good, really solid. And do you know what? I think the crowd was up for it today. I think that was really good atmosphere.
Yeah.
And do you know what? We sit there on our hands, don't get involved. But after Tuesday night, I think Scott Parker was a little bit with his comments about the crowd.
Yeah.
I think fair play to everybody that responded. And if you keep that up, we're going up.
There was a lot of talk about, you know, Scott might have to give a bit, or we might have to give a bit. And I think both did a little bit. And whether it was intentional or not, it certainly felt like we were playing more attacking football, which, again, helped the crowd. But then the crowd were then cheering more for the players. It wasn't, like, the best we've ever heard it. But it's certainly back on the way up, as you say. Can we keep this momentum going, do you think?
Got to. And I think after last night, Huddersfield dropping points, you know, the two goals West Brom stuck in, I think that's momentum changing. I think if everybody just gets behind the team, gives them the support, the players will respond, and actually if Parker just lets them attack with the flair they've got, should be alright.
Before I let you go, man of the match?
Man of the match, definitely Christy, and I'll see everybody next week in Huddersfield. I live 9 miles from the ground. It's a home game for me, so all the best.
Up the cherries, buddy. Look after yourself. Ethan, how you doing, buddy? Before we start talking, can we have a little look at your shirt again, just lovely to start with that. Absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. What did you think of that today?
Very good.
Yeah.
Finally, a win after those dreadful draws and losses.
Felt like we had to kind of, after the last few games, if you were sort of string them all together as one long game, felt like a real grind to get here. But it feels like we're finally there. We're finally stringing together some kind of performance that looks like what we want to see.
Exactly. I mean, a win, just what we need as well.
Yeah.
Second now, I think. Huddersfield not that far behind us, but need a win now. Finally, we got one.
Yeah.
Now we're second. Still got two more games in hand, I think.
Yeah, I think we have. Yeah.
Yeah. So if we win those two, I think we'll be all right.
Lots of pairings. People start talking about little pairings between people. People kind of working together. Phillips and Kelly seem to work better today, didn't they? A lot of people were calling back for Cahill, but now I'm not so sure. What do you think?
Phillips, he did brilliant, but I'm not sure about Cahill. I don't know if he can get in the team or not.
No.
Since the start of the season, yeah, he's brilliant, but I don't know if he can get in the team no more. But try a game and see if he's all right.
And Zamora came off the bench, but an improved performance from coming off the bench. Do you think one maybe he was sitting on the bench thinking, Carr can't wait to get on? Because he did seem improved, didn't he, from the last game?
I think so, yeah. Parker said you can have a little rest for a little bit, and then Leif Davis was injured, and then he's like, oh, Zamora, it's your time. And he's like, oh, yeah, good team.
It's my time. Yeah. I like that. And who do you think really shone today? Whose time was it today? Who was your player of the match?
Solanke.
Yeah?
Or Phillips.
Yeah, okay.
So Phillips, he played brilliant. That tackle he did, and Solanke, I thought that header went in. That would have been like our first goal of corner for us for the first time in this year, I guess. Yeah. And yeah.
Brilliant. Well, it was lovely to see you, Ethan.
And I got a gift for you too.
A gift for us two?
Yep.
Oh, mate, that's gorgeous. Thank you. I'll keep that one for Sam. I'll give it to him in a minute.
Oh, beautiful.
That is beautiful. Love it. Thank you, buddy. All the best. Speak to you soon. Yeah. See you next week.
See you later.
Good. Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
Very good. Yeah.
It's good to see you.
Nice to see you. What a perfect day.
Perfect day, the way that you've come down here and you brought us 3 points. I really put
across, day, well,
across, I shouldn't say
I
down.
Don't want to claim all the credit, you know.
No, I mean, some of it was me, I will admit.
Much better, much more purpose and intensity today. And I particularly enjoy a goal in stoppage time in the first half after they were rolling around on the ground for much of it. It was lovely. Poetic justice.
You love your poetic justice.
I do love
don't you?
A bit of poetic justice in a game.
Yeah, something about musicians, I think, and their poetic justice. You and I shared a car for a short period of time and we were concerned.
We were
concerned.
And I think the players just played with a lot more kind of bravery up front. You know, they took players on, which is rare this season. Took a few risks and it paid off. So, well done, Scott Parker.
Okay, now this week, Jeff, you were on the radio. You're on Radio Solent. You gave your piece. You gave your thoughts to them. Now, if they were to come and speak to you now, because right hit, no, we haven't got him. If they were to come to speak to you now, would your tune be changing?
It's all about down to what the players implementing the process, if you like, and what they did today was they played it with a much more aggression and intensity and a bit of verve. So I like a bit of verve. Probably put it on the way home.
Yeah,
love it.
Yeah, fantastic. Okay. Thanks ever so much, Jeff.
No
good
worries.
To see you, buddy.
Yeah, cheers.
And we got Kirk.
I won't stay too long.
Hey, buddy, crossing the streams here between channels. How are you?
I'm good, yeah. It's a lot better, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Now, I must ask you, your thoughts pre-game. How are you feeling going into this one?
I think I've said a bit on social media over the last couple of days. Frustrated. Look, we're second in the league. The rest of the Championship will think what we're moaning about. But, you know, if you watch every single game or you go to most games, you'll understand there's certain, you know, gripes. But I woke up this morning, fresh mind, sun was out.
Yeah.
And maybe we might get a sunny performance. And I think there's still more in the tank, but a lot better.
Yeah. Yeah, it did feel like, and you're right, I mean, the other fans of other clubs might be thinking, what are they talking about? But there felt like there was a decline, a decline coming, but that was a definite jump up. How high a jump up was it, though? I mean, are we back to where we should be? Is there more to come? What can we expect going forward, do you feel?
Well, I definitely think there's more to come. It's whether we can buy into what Scott Parker wants to do and those players can still then show their ability that they have in the locker. I thought what was good today was I was critical of Jay-Z on Tuesday. Felt like the player that we saw months ago was not doing what he was doing months ago. And today he come on the pitch for Leif Davis. Mm-hmm. And look, he's driving forward 30 yards. And Anthony was hit or miss in the first 20, I thought. But once Jay-Z came on, Jaden Anthony started to take players on and subsequently we scored from Jaden Anthony taking players on and the rebound landing to Dom Solanke. So players are doing what they were doing when we were unbeaten.
Yep.
And we need that to continue, and we scored goals at really key times just for half time. Then we dug in deep because I thought Derby really took hold of possession early on in that second half. Mark Travers had to make a save, but he's done that all season. And then Jamal Lowe, it's another one, isn't it? It's another goal. He's in the right spot at the right time, puts it away, and you can't knock him for that.
You cannot knock him for that. Just pick up on a little point there you said about buying into it. And Jeff said a similar thing. And I think that's been something that it's been called out in the media. You know, the fans are going to have to give a little or Parker's going to give a little. And it felt like the perfect compromise today, didn't it? Because it felt like we were starting to play football that was a little bit more progressive. But the fans at the same time, I think, were starting to accept that aesthetically, the football's not going to be the same. And perhaps we need to maybe applaud the fact, hey, look, we kept the ball for that long. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe it doesn't always have to be about directness.
I think you're right. I think you're spot on. I think there is going to be a compromise, which is why I sort of woke up this morning with a fresh mind. I mean, I was baffled that Scott Parker was baffled that we were baffled on Tuesday. I think what was interesting today, I was watching the warm-up down the north stand and Scott Parker was very, very close to the touchline by the goal. You could almost shake his hand. I've never seen him that close. That was really interesting. I thought, hang on a minute. Is he starting to get it a little bit? Now, I'm not saying he's going to be Eddie Howe. I'm not saying he's going to bring out the Jurgen Klopp German, you know, fists up and all that sort of thing. But it felt different before kickoff. And then the crowd felt like we were in. We felt like we were behind it. We were going to give it another go, and I didn't really feel like I heard any negative side of the crowd today. And I think we need that. So look, he's not Eddie Howe, but we have to buy into it. But obviously Scott Parker's got to play his part as well and just give us a little bit. I said this on my stream last night. Let us in.
Yeah.
We will enjoy it if you let us in and understand it a little bit better. And I think that's the way forward.
Yeah, fantastic. And just anyone at home thinking, what are they talking about? And thinking to themselves, wait a minute, you won 2-0, that's why you're happy. No, there's more to it than that, definitely. Please go back and look at some of the other videos because we've all talked about it. You know, it's change of diet, change of the way that football is. And I think you're right. I think a good day all round.
It is. And other teams have dropped points. Huddersfield dropped points. Sheffield United have dropped points. I think Sheffield United were going to be the ones to watch, actually, with the games in hand we have on Huddersfield. And it's back in our hands again. It was always in our hands, but we've still got games in hand. We've got Reading coming to town on Tuesday. We should be beating them. I said 7 from 9 out of these 3 home games. We've got an opportunity to do that before we head away to Huddersfield. So look, smiles on faces. You're always going to be happy when you win a football match. But we want to see good performances. We want to get bums off seats. We pay money. We work hard because we want to be excited.
Yeah.
That was a little bit like that today. I think there's still more in there, but it was good signs.
And what a game to be playing next as well.
Reading.
Reading.
Can't wait.
Hey, we go back. We go back, Reading, don't we? We go back.
We do. We certainly do.
Yeah, lovely to see you, Kurt. Cheers. All the best.
So from the joy of getting 3 points against Derby, we're just going to settle things down because on Tuesday night, Cherries fans reacted at full time as Cherries dropped points against relegation threatened Reading. Dom Solanke opened the scoring for Boscombe after a really well-worked opener. However, we just soon sat back and we invited the inevitable equaliser after a second half where all the control seemed to belong to the away side. Afterwards, we got fans' reactions and, mixed feelings.
Final score then outside the Vitality. AFC Bournemouth 1, Reading 1. Here with Tom. What a frustrating one, but the writing was on the wall.
Save again, mate. Save again. Parker ball. I mean, I try to keep positive after the last game because we were definitely better, but I said to you, I don't know, a few things went our way, like, you know, they should have had a penalty at 0-0, the Derby game we're talking about, and obviously Leif Davis coming off, and then the Stoke game they had a sending off that won the sending off, and I thought, you know, did we get away with it in them 2 wins? Well, I think we did, because I mean, it's so bad. We're 1-0, we're comfortable as hell, we come out second half, we know how bad the goalkeeper is, by the way, because he let in 6 against Norwich, and We didn't test him at all. We didn't even look to try an attack. 1-0, think you're going to get away with it. And he thinks, I'll tell you what I'll do now, is I'll take off our best player, not only today, but our best player over the last month, and bring on a defensive midfield player and let him come on to us a little bit more. Because that's what I do. And I don't get it. I just don't get it. I'm getting so infuriated with it. I mean, we're probably going to get away with it, like I keep saying, because of the other teams around us. The chasing pack are so inconsistent, but it's so bad, mate. I mean, Peterborough at home, Reading at home, two of the worst teams in the league. They didn't even have to do anything, Reading. Just, I mean, we were just going, come on, keep trying, keep trying, keep trying. I just don't get it. I honestly don't. I do not get them substitutes. He already saw at Preston that doing that at 1-1 is just inviting them on and we end up, you know, messing it up. Why do it again? And not only last time it was for Cantwell, this time it's for our best player. Lewis Cook was our best player by a mile. I can't get my head around it. I honestly can't get my head around it. I've never seen such a negative coach in my life. I cannot believe it. With the talent we've got, I don't. And Reading earned that. They earned it. But we've played Peterborough twice and beat them, Hull twice and beat them, and Reading at home and beat them. It's just so bad when you look at our squad. I honestly can't get my head around it, mate.
When we took off Lewis Cook, even though he was in that defensive midfielder position, he was driving forward. Yeah. And Pearson's obviously not that player whatsoever, so it was a negative move, wasn't it? It was one to shore up a 1-0 win.
And, you know, just to make a point, it's not because it was the same summer. It just happened to be Pearson in both games. It's not Pearson's fault. It's just you're bringing on a player that knows his role is just defensive midfield player. But it's like you say, Lewis Cook tries to drive on. But you're instantly telling the opposition, come on then, come on, because we are really nervous here.
And I just, and for the life of me, I don't understand it. We showed first half that they ain't got much about them. They conceded four at the week. I think they conceded eight in their last two away games and scored one. They're one of the, I think they've won, I think it was something like they've lost 10 of the last 13 before tonight. They're so poor. They're celebrating like they won something, and fair play to them, because, I mean, they must look at our squad and think, how the hell have we managed to come here and get something? And I'll tell you why, because of our manager. Because that is, I don't care what happens, nobody who keeps telling me to shut up, nobody could tell me, watching this team, that we ain't negative. See what I mean? They feel like they've won something. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
So,
do you know what I mean? It's just absolutely mental, mate. And we've given them that, because we've just literally gone... Enjoy League One. Yeah, I mean, they're buzzing off it. So fair play to them. Fair play to them. But we gave it to them, mate. And that's the most frustrating thing. We gave it to them.
And have you got any idea of how Scott Parker was communicating tonight? Was it via an earpiece? I mean, he was probably near enough to be able to shout instructions. But, you know, either way, it seemed like very Scott Parker decisions. It wasn't like Matt Wells was taking his own approach, eh?
Yeah, God, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, like I say, I don't know exactly what he's done. But if he wants to stay away next time, that's absolutely... Fine with me. Looking forward to Huddersfield away.
Yeah.
But like I say, hopefully they'll have a go and we'll catch them on a counter attack. But I'm sure we'll try and sit back and get a 0-0, mate. Just fed up. Absolutely fed up of watching that. So fed up.
It's frustrating because Saturday showed so much promise. It wasn't perfect, but there was some promise there. And today it just wasn't there whatsoever, was it? And the atmosphere wasn't there either. Maybe it's inspired. Perhaps it's inspired.
It's got to be a bit give and take. I felt we were okay in the first half in terms of the fans. But the more it gets like that, what do you expect? Like, we're so comfortable and then we're just inviting them on and we're not even trying to keep hold of the ball. The crowd are going to get restless like that. I don't think we're to blame for that. I really don't. But yeah, against Derby, we kept saying it, more urgency, more tempo. And you're thinking, you know, fair play to them. They're really having a go here. But, you know, tonight we just let them sit on us and just bring it on. And, you know, Ren the buzzing, mate. Ren absolutely, but I can't believe this absolute seed. Leave me alone, all right? I'm trying to...
Yeah, I
know, yeah. I don't need this tonight, yeah. I tell you. No. That's the reason why I wear a condom, all right? Unbelievable. Get someone else on.
Cheers. Yeah. Like, come on then, Adam. Come and have a chat. We got Logan here. This is your time. What do you want to say?
Poop.
You had all that time to say something and you said that. Reese, how are you feeling?
Good.
Good. It was 1-1. I mean, it was a great goal by then, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You know, give me something positive about today's performance. Go on. Lewis Cook, maybe? He did well, and then he got taken off.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah. Who was your man of the match today for Bournemouth?
Nat Phillips,
he was brilliant, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was winning a lot today. What was your opinion on that, Adam?
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
We didn't have much of a performance. I reckon we could have done better.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much, you lads. And final word from you that isn't a word that says poop. Are we going to get a result against Huddersfield on Saturday?
Shut up.
Well, you're not coming on again. Who's next to come on? Simon Kay's here. Simon Kay. How are you, buddy? You all right?
I'm fitting well myself. I mean, you know, that first 20 minutes was lovely.
Yeah.
I was enjoying that.
It was, and then we just turned off. What happened?
Well, we shouldn't be surprised really now, should we? Because it's happened so many times. And it's just a sad thing to watch when it all kind of just goes flat.
Yeah.
You know, we don't even have players that can come on and change the impetus of the match.
Mm.
We don't even change the formation to change the impetus of the match. We don't even put two players up top to change the impetus of the match. Mm. We take the most dynamic midfielder we have moving forward with possession off the pitch. And it really isn't a surprise when it happens. So I'm flat, I'm frustrated. I'm not a boo boy, and I never will be, but the same thing's happening week after week.
Mm.
I'm not very confident about Saturday now, I can tell you that much.
And this is going to give a lot of impetus to Huddersfield. They've reduced it to £10 a ticket. They're going to be having a full house. Yeah. It's going to be loud because they always are loud, and we're going to be up against it. I just want to ask you, like, obviously Lewis Cook came off, but Cantwell as well. Do you think that was to protect him?
And he was doing a few little silly things. He kept losing possession of the ball a lot, and he can't have been far off the referee. You know, if I reckon he did one, you know, half naughty challenge, that might have been it. But he just wasn't really at the races. He was almost trying too many things. But that wasn't, I don't think that was the change that made it so bad. It was just that lack of energy and change up. We got this Dembele who comes on, but I'd have probably taken Jay-Z off and put three at the back and put two up top. Just something that we haven't seen at all. And it's frustrating that one of the most basic things in football, change ups, we never seem to try. And I think we should. We had Laird on the bench. You could have done all sorts of things. So I'm frustrated. But we're still there.
But hey, you did a great job today. Check out the vlog tomorrow, because this guy took part of the walk that Johnny Hunt, all the way from Reading, walked to Bournemouth. Fantastic work for mental health and also cancer.
So that's
the best
bit of the day.
It's the best bit
Keep
of the day.
Keep talking, everyone.
Simon was part of it. Take care. Cheers. Hello, mate. You all right? How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm okay. Go on, talk to me.
That was shocking, wasn't it? I mean, it started very well.
Yeah.
Got that goal during the David Brooks chant as well.
Yeah, apparently that was nice.
And
it was
and they kept going.
They did. It was a good goal as well. Well worked. Yeah. Like nice little pirouette flick from Lerma and Solanke.
But then after that, it slowly went downhill. And then the second half, I mean, that was abysmal.
I'd love to know the possession stats, but it felt like Reading must have had like at least 70% of the ball. I mean, we just couldn't get out of our own half at times.
No, couldn't. It was just, and every time we seemed to get it, it just seemed to be one long ball forward. There was no build-up play. There wasn't a lot. Referee didn't have good performance either.
No, you could say that. I mean, he wasn't the best, but. You know, Lewis Cook was taken off. A lot of people here so far that I've spoke to are very baffled by that decision.
I was saying that as soon as he came off, the whole game completely changed. Even though it was already slowly going down, there was a complete tempo change after that substitution. Ben Pearson wasn't bad. I'll give him the credit that he deserves, but it's not Lewis Cook, is he?
So, concerned about Huddersfield now on Saturday?
No, I'm still. It's still positive. Still looking at 3 points, I reckon.
Nice one. Cheers for coming on. Thank you very much. Up the cherries. Hello, buddy. Cheers, mate. Thank you. Do you want to come on? Hello, boss. How are you? Oh. Feelings?
Well, bit disappointed, really. Could have done with the 3 points there, but
I mean, hell of a goal from them, wasn't it? What a strike! But
my dad was sat there, hands in his face in his hands.
Yeah. I mean, it was coming though. That goal was coming.
I know. They were putting the pressure on. They were kind of like, they had the most of the possession. They pushed for that goal, and the way it was really well worked, it wasn't just like headed away. They had someone on the edge of the box waiting. Yeah. He just chested it down top corner. There it goes. Brilliant goal. Couldn't do really anything about that. But
sometimes we switch off, and we should have probably had a man on the edge of the box to get an inch. But you know what? It was coming, it was probably well deserved in the end, you know, for Reading, but it's just so frustrating knowing the amount of talent that we have. Well, I mean, what do you think changed between that first 25 minutes and the rest of the game?
Well, I think we pushed for that goal, and then normally when we get a goal, we kind of like set it off. And I think the thing is, you just got to keep going, get that second goal to kind of kill the game off. Should we have brought Sariki Dembele on a bit earlier? I think so, because all he wants to do is just wants to run at people, create problems. Jamola, if you look at his stats recently, they've been unreal. He should have come on a bit earlier as well, maybe even started.
Do you think we got a confidence crisis? Because once we're 1-0 up, we could have pushed for two, we could have pushed for three,
exactly.
But for some reason just wants to sit back. It doesn't make sense with all the players that we got.
Yeah, we just kind of go like everywhere but forwards, really. We go sideways, go up to Stacey, go back to Kelly, and we'll just play that, and then we'll have a long ball over, and then, can I just say Lewis Cook? Wow. He's been really on form recently, hasn't he? And brought him off, maybe, like, don't know what was wrong there, but Cantwell, I think he was really good, but he did deserve to go off. I think he does quite, like, recently. He just kind of, like, looks, and, like, the ball could be wrapped into him, and then he's not looking at it.
Yeah.
So I think that needs to change, but other than that, I think we're pretty decent today, but average, but we could have pushed for second.
Brilliant, mate. What's your name?
Scott.
Cool. Superb performance, mate. Cheers, Scott. Probably the best performance of the day. Anyone else come on? Have a chat. Come on, you've got all come on.
Yeah.
How are you, boys? All right?
Good, yeah.
One all.
Yeah.
Feelings?
Yeah, it wasn't very good. We should have, like, been playing the ball a bit more and everything. Yeah.
It's not great that we're dropping points. I think it was a good goal.
Yeah, it was a cracking goal. What do you think went wrong today?
I think we're too deep in our own half. We need to push up a bit more.
Why are we so deep? Because we've got so many good attacking players.
It's because like they probably thought like Reading was going to get loads of high balls in. So we're probably playing deeper than we should have. But I think Steve Cook played really good.
Steve Cook?
Lewis Cook.
Yeah, Lewis Cook.
My bad.
I think personally, my man of the match would go to Lewis Cook. Yeah. And then obviously Pearson with the 95 aggression.
How are you feeling ahead of Huddersfield next Saturday now? Because obviously they're a team that are pushing.
Yeah, I think we can beat them with our Solanke up top. Yeah, I think instead of Jaden Anthony, he missed a game, and Siriki Dembele, because Zamora and Dembele played really good.
Yeah, all right, mate. Can we have a prediction for next Saturday then in advance?
3-1.
Billing Solanke 2.
Nice one. And do you think Billing deserved to come back in, or do you think he should?
Because obviously he should, instead of like.
And plus, it's against his old team as well, so we'll have a bit of.
Yeah. I think 4-1 Bournemouth on this
weekend.
100% playing.
Yeah, top man. No, cheers, boys. Thanks for coming on. Really appreciate it. Cheers, lad. Superb. Hello, mate. How are you? Yeah,
not great after that.
No. Talk to me about it. What are your feelings?
I don't understand. As soon as we really score, we don't build on it. We get the goal, and 7 minutes in, started fast, and then we sit back. And it, to me, it just didn't make any sense. And then you bring on Ben Pearson, you go really... That second half, we couldn't get out. And I just don't understand. I thought after Derby, we'd really build on that. I thought that was a good performance, but today, I just don't understand it, because they're one of the worst teams in the league, and we made them look like one of the best.
I was just saying to someone else the possession stats, it felt like we barely had any of the ball in the second
half. First half, it was, I would say, kind of even. Second half, we didn't get a sniff, probably 10%.
Yeah. It's just one team wanted it in the second half. We were just happy to sit back, and it's this age-old problem of sitting back when we're 1-0 up. And that's what happened again, and we were rightfully punished. And the substitutions are indicative of that when you, like say, bringing on Pearson for Lewis Cook. Cantwell came off at half-time for Lowe. What did you think that was? Was that to protect him with his yellow card, or did you think he perhaps wasn't having a good game?
I think it was a mix of that, but then when I saw it reshaped up in the second half, it was to put Lewis Cook and Lerma both deeper. And first half we were playing Lerma in the more box-to-box. He got the assist for Solanke in the box.
Yes, he did,
And I thought... because they shaped it up second half, so we go deeper, so it's just Christie forward, and for me that made us one of the reasons why we were so deep in the second half, because they were trying to protect it. And for me, I feel like what Fulham do, we then go smash 4-5 past them, which we can. That's with the players we've got on the pitch. It's really painful to watch.
We had a bit of optimism up to Derby, but mine's dropped again. How are you feeling for Huddersfield are going to be a tough nut to crack.
I don't know why I bought tickets,
because they're 10 quid.
I'm not confident, but we never know. Fulham, I wasn't confident we got a point. I'd take a point any day of the week, but it ain't looking good. If you lose that, then I wouldn't say I'm confident to go up straight away. But
onwards and upwards. What's your name, buddy?
Harry,
nice. Have one on, nice one. Cheers, buddy. Thank you, Rich. Come on, Rich. Rich Neil, give us something to smile about, mate. Right. Come on in. How are you?
Yeah, not well. It was better in the first half. First 20 minutes.
First half of the first half. the other 75%.
Yeah.
Not so great.
No, but, we did think they were going to come out and play because they want some points. They need to try and stay up, which they did. I think we looked almost like we have played three games in a week. We looked a bit leggy, back to the old slow... A little bit dull.
There are no easy games in the Championship.
No,
and this and this just is an example of that. And in April, we've talked about how difficult the fixture... I mean, from the next game onwards, Huddersfield is the last game of the month. We've got an international break. And then April is a horror run of fixtures. And it's fight or flight for us now, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it is. But we seem to play better against the teams that want to play top half. We've got rid of most of the bottom teams that we seem to not play as well against. But obviously it puts the pressure on the weekend a bit more. If we managed to tie up the 3 points now, it would have given us a little bit more free rein on the weekend. It would be nice to get something out of the weekend before the international break at least. And then unfortunately we've got another break for the lads again, which might be good, might be bad. You never know, do you?
You got a man of the match for today?
difficult one, to be fair. Lewis Cook, probably, for me, to be fair, in the first... Well, while he was on the pitch, he was really good. Nylund obviously had a good game, of course.
What happened to our pressing? Because I was saying to Steve, in the, I was in the Ted Mac, I was sat next to him, and we were pressing really well. And then as soon as we did score, I don't know... What kind of mentality is it that just makes you want to sit and not want to be hungry for more?
Yeah, I mean, when Lowe came on second half, I thought, oh, OK, we are actually going to go for this. I know, obviously, Cantwell had got his yellow, but to be fair, they just stopped. I don't know if it was because we've had, you know, because we're tiring out. We've had three games in the week. We've used the same players in two. Dembele, I still think, should have come on earlier, give him a little chance, but they tried to shore up with Pearson as opposed to carry on attacking, which is what not we used to.
Rich, put it there. God, this is depressing.
Good luck at Huddersfield.
Thank you very much. Need it. We'll have Keithy. Come on, Keithy. Here we go.
We've just worked out.
Go on, what have you worked out?
So we played really well on Saturday and I was ill, so we worked out I need cholera or something like that and then we'd be brilliant. So... that was a brilliant 25 minutes, really enjoyed that, but shocking. Sat back, can't keep the ball, stuck record time, isn't it, again, and in the second half, and if Lucas Zhao was on it tonight, we could have been in big, big trouble, so, but Lewis Cook was good, first half, and I thought, yeah, but that bounce we had on Saturday... He's sort of like, sort of gone a bit.
What would you be saying to that? You know, just assume that Scott Parker's not in the technical area for the next match. Matt Wells isn't there to have his radio, and it's you. What are you going to be saying to them?
Just go out and express yourself. Just go out and play with like love and joy, and enjoy the game, and enjoy what we, you know. Play football and not worry about so much about going up and all the pressure of that, but actually just go out and prove that you're actually good players, and we don't do that. We want this control all the time, and sometimes you just got to take risks. We want the perfect goal, and rather than just taking a risk, taking a chance and getting shots on target. I don't know what our stats are tonight, but it didn't feel as though we got many shots on target. And, you know, 4-3-3 is all about... I think he might have summed it up. You know, you're meant to play, like, expressive football. Just go out there and express yourself, but I don't think that's going to happen. So it's a really disappointing night again tonight.
Said it well, Keith. Cheers for coming on.
Yeah,
really appreciate that.
Yeah,
cheers,
no
Mark.
Worries.
Mark Davis, hello mate. How are you?
Long time.
Yeah, long time. No, see how things are.
Yeah, busy mate.
Yeah, good man. How do you feel about today though?
I was all right for the first eight minutes, mate. And then the other 83, buddy. I was kind of sort of head in the hand, slumped in the chair, and just trying to find the energy to, you know, cheer the lads on tonight. Mm. But I mean, credit to Reading. Obviously, Paul Ince does know what he's doing to a degree, contrary to what the fans were singing. Cracking goal. You know, nothing really that Travis could do.
No.
But yeah, just a shame, mate, because we came out and that, you know, the first, all right, 8-10 minutes or so, it really felt like an old Bournemouth.
Did you?
We came up with a lot of swagger. I mean, the goal itself, you know, a little flick, I think it was from Jeff, you know,
yeah,
the finish
was,
from
yeah.
Dom. Very cool, calm and collected. Yeah, brilliant. Joy to watch. And I just don't know what happened for the rest of the game, mate. Mm.
Just, it's almost like there's an instruction to sit back and just control. We'll take a breath or whatever, but when we've got such a, and I feel like a stuck record, I've probably said this about three times in this space of this 25-minute video, that we've got the attacking talent to go on and score more. There's no hunger there. I don't know what makes Scott Parker want us to play, you know, why we play it, how we do, because... We've got the talent to kill games off, but you know, if it's 1-0, it's going to be squeaky bum time. It's going to be squeaky bum time.
I think one of the worries that I noticed from a lot of their set plays tonight was we're doing a bit of zonal marking, some man marking going on.
Mm.
Probably don't know what's going on really, but then you're sort of looking further up the field and you think if we get hold of that ball, there's no one there. So of course, as soon as we're clearing it, it's just going straight back to them, and then they're back on the attack. So yeah, we were very much sort of backed against the wall today, and it was. I don't know, mate, but as I said to a number of the guys, this is a great thing about the league. You've got a Tuesday game, you've got a massive game on Saturday, so we don't have any time really to sit on our laurels and to have a think about tonight. Yes, they'll go and review it, of course they will, but we're back in action pretty quickly. Let's just focus on Huddersfield and massive game, and hopefully we're in a much better frame of mind for it.
Love the motivation. Mark, cheers for coming on.
Thanks, Dan.
Appreciate
cheers.
It. Cheers. Any more for any more? Yes, we've got. Hello, mate. Come on up. Yeah, go on. How are you, mate?
Good, mate.
How do you feel, mate?
Well, it's another frustrating night, isn't it, really, to be honest. I think we're sort of saying the same things week in, week out. Yes, Saturday was better. But tonight, I just don't understand why we don't punish these sides first half. You know, we need to get two or three behind us. We go 1-0 and then suddenly we create confidence for them. And then they suddenly, see, oh, hang on, we can have a go at these lot. And they score that goal and there we go. It's 1-1, isn't it? So, yeah.
Well, Sean, if you were in the dugout next week, on Saturday against Huddersfield, what would you be saying to the lads?
Just got to have a go, haven't we, really, to be honest. I think we keep saying it, don't we? We say it week in, week out. We've got to have a go at these sides. Yes, we saw a little bit on Saturday, and that was good. But we went 2-0 up, right at the end against Derby. Huddersfield on Saturday, it's massive, Sam, isn't it? I think it's even better. It's even massive now with Fulham also losing tonight as well, I understand. So,
well, they lost in the end, did they?
Fulham lost 1-0, I understand. So, right. Just got to keep going.
Any bright moments, any individual performances that you're quite
pleased with? Lewis Cook was fantastic first half. I think everyone said that tonight. He lost his way second half. I think everyone did. I think we lost the whole pattern, the whole shape we lost second half. I don't know what happened. Even like throws, we didn't even know where we were throwing it at times. Very slow. Very, very similar to Peterborough, to be honest.
Yeah.
Patterns like that, really.
Yeah. Sure. Cheers, come
Thanks
on,
ever so much.
Yeah,
see you
take
soon.
Care. Take care, buddy. Hello, mate, you're right. Come on in, come on in.
How you doing, mate?
Yeah, not too bad. We've got Craig here.
How you been?
Come on, mate. You've got a foot in both camps, really.
Yeah, I have. Of course, I grew up in Reading as a lit nipper, and then moved down here at age of 21, minus 17 season, and then it's 7th from there. But
you didn't have one shirt on and then rip another one off.
No,
good. That's good.
Don't worry.
it was a good first 25 minutes, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And we dominated them. To be honest, Reading aren't particularly very good. We knew that going into the game as well. They were off the back of that 4-0 defeat against Forest at City Ground. They look poor. They look really poor. We went 1-0 up, fantastic goal. And we looked, I thought it could have been 3-4, 5-0 at half time. And then we allowed them straight back in the game. Lloyd Kelly at one point got caught completely. Lauren.
A few times in that second half, yeah.
Yeah, Josh Lauren went straight through, took the ball off him, sent over a dangerous cross. The goal was coming. I could see it coming, to be honest, Sam.
Hell of a strike, though, wasn't it?
It was hell of a strike, but look, they're not a very good side. They're now looking at those three games. So we've had Peterborough, we've had Derby, and we've had Reading. To be honest, the hardest of the three games we've actually won, which is the Derby game, because like I say, they're in a false position, and we did well. We took them apart at the weekend, but we need to be doing a lot better against teams like that if we want to go up. On the spin side, of course, Fulham have got beat today.
Yeah.
Which would have meant that we would have been 9 points. If we had kept hold of that lead, we would have been 9 points behind with two games in hand. That title race could have been back open again. And it's a bit frustrating. It's the Parker ball. I don't think he's got a plan B, Sam. I don't think he's got a plan B. That's the frustrating thing about it. He plays his own way. And then as soon as something goes wrong... why did Cantwell come off? at half time.
I can only think it was because he was trying to protect him, maybe because he had a yellow. But aside from that, I thought him and Lewis Cook were, you know, were brilliant. And the, you know, those two players came off. Obviously, one at the start, one midway through. The right, you know, the right one was on the wall.
Yeah.
And then there, you know, when they scored it, it wasn't a surprise. And then we make the change, Dembélé for Antony. It was just a bit of a token change, but
no, exactly. And I think Antony was really, really good when he was on. Cantwell and Cook, like you say, were fantastic in the centre. As soon as Cantwell got went off, I thought it might have been an injury, to be honest. I thought, well, has he got an injury? And but frustrating, mate. And you know, we need to bounce back. You know, we've got Huddersfield next. That's never going to be an easy place to go. I remember a couple of seasons when we went up there, got beat 4-1 when we were in the Premier League. It's never an easy place to go. But if we can win that, it puts a bit of space between us.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably the thing we've got to hold on to. So, yeah, Parker has to find plan B, though.
So there we go. If you want to watch that video, it is at youtube.com/AFCB podcast. Right. Next week, Huddersfield. Yeah, next week we really want to see an improved performance. We've had some mixed results at Huddersfield over the years, haven't we? Everyone remembers that 4-0 at the start of the Championship season. We had a pretty good victory there relatively recently, but then in the Premier League, I remember last time it was a 4-1 smashing. We just need to show them who is in charge here. We mean business. And look, our record against the top sides haven't actually been that bad. So maybe, just maybe, that will play into our favour that we're playing a team that likes to play football and likes to attack. It's going to be an interesting one. It's all about the Huddersfield next week. There are no other games that we'll be talking about, so our full focus will be on that game. So if you want the post-match reaction, you know where to come Monday morning. Thanks so much for listening to Back of the Net, the AFC Bournemouth podcast.
Ritchie. Maybe on Walker. Pugh!
That'll do it! That will do it! Pugh for Bournemouth! The roof of the Gold Sands is raised! Everyone here knows what that could be to this football club.
Sports Social Podcast Network.